This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a fantastic idea to call me. You know, basically it's a good idea to call me anytime. And let me just be a little bit clear about this. Some of you hear me live, which is great. I do the program between noon and 3 Eastern. Which means you can listen. You can go to drjoy.com and you can listen live. It's streamed. A number of you, the radio station that you listen to, love it, you listen to radio stations. What we call in the trade is DB it, that they delay the broadcast. And so, for example, we have a brand new affiliate in Pennsylvania who carries me from 4 to 6 in the afternoon, which is fine. Some of you listen on podcasts, which means you listen whenever you want, on cross-country trips, while you're waiting for your kids, when you can't sleep at night. So whenever you listen, it's just ducky as far as I'm concerned. So you can listen whenever you want. The time to call me is basically between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday. All right? So, and what I do is for some of my affiliates, I cut little things that say the time to listen is now. The time to call is between 1 and 3 Eastern. Now, the point is, if you want someone to hear your phone call, you can make sure that they're listening to the radio at the time, or the podcast at the time, that so they can hear you. If you don't want them to hear what you're calling me about, you can keep them away from the radio. All right? So it turns out to be a little more complicated for me, because I have to be aware that I'm doing different things at different times. But the point being that it can work very well for you if you like. All righty? So the phone number at all times is 8, I shouldn't say at all times, because every once in a while we've had the phone lines go down on us, but generally speaking, let's say that. The phone number is 855-993-7569, which if you're really good at translating numbers into letters like on your keypad, it would be 855-99-DR-JOY. The first time in my career I've actually had a phone number that was my name, which I just think is so cool, because that makes it easy for me to remember, and hopefully for you. Should you forget either the phone number or Dr. Joy, and Dr. Joy is just D-R-J-O-Y, you can go to drjoy.com, which is also D-R-J-O-Y. Now, you don't have to worry about the Brown, because Brown actually has an E on the end of it, and I decided that got too complicated for people, so it's just drjoy.com. All right, and the phone numbers are prominently displayed. And 855 means it's a toll-free number, and most of us use cell phones for long distance anyway, which means it wouldn't cost you, in the least. All righty? Manny, we got that all clear?
Yep.
Okay, so Manny, there's something called, I think it's called Swiss Army Knife or something like that. There's a new movie out with Daniel Radcliffe, and the idea is that there is this corpse. I don't know very much about it. They just sent me something yesterday, and it was so bizarre. But guess what the corpse's name is?
What's that?
Manny.
Oh, boy.
The idea being that it's a man, and so he schleps it around. And I don't really understand the plot, and I can't surmise what the plot could possibly be. Except we had Weekend at Bernie's, which was great. Did you ever see Weekend at Bernie's?
Mm-hmm.
That was a great, hilarious, fun movie. This one looks like it is none of the above, but I thought, oh, Manny. So he'll be so excited that they have a corpse named after you. Does that just make your heart beat fast? Perhaps not, huh? Well, at least I thought of you. There we go. All right. 855-993-7569. So it's pouring today where I am. How is it where you are?
It's sunny and about 70 degrees.
That's my favorite kind of weather. It was actually sunny and about like 65 earlier. But the forecast really, which is in unerringly accurate today, said it was going to start raining around noon and go until about 6 o'clock. And it is not raining. It is pouring. So I had some out-of-town company, and they brought one of those little tiny cutesy umbrellas that's easy to pack, but completely useless in the rain. So I gave them my big old, you know, smack people in the head umbrella. And I said, why don't I switch you? So they're going to go see Hamilton today. So they are very excited. And they're the kind of people that went and got the soundtrack before, so they have it all memorized.
Mm-hmm.
They're in for a treat, because it really is. It has really changed the face of musicals forever. And as I said, I've seen it twice, and Lin-Manuel is just terrific. And he seems to be humble, incredibly talented. And he was the toast of Off-Broadway last year, because it started at the Public Theater. And he's been nominated for more Tonys than anything, including the producers. The producers had set an all-time record for 13 nominations. I think it won about 10 of them. And they've been nominated for 16, and it wouldn't surprise me if they win at least 15 and probably 16. It's that good. So someone said, don't you feel sorry for everybody else? And I said, yeah, a little bit. But the year the producers did the same thing, things that would have gotten a lot of attention didn't because... But I thought the producers was okay. It was not my favorite at all. Also, Book of Mormon sort of was one of those wipe out all the competition. But Hamilton has been the most powerful, the most extraordinary, and the plot is great. So, speaking of which, dun, dun, dun. In 1789, James Madison introduced 12 proposed amendments to the United States Constitution. Actually, he introduced 37 amendments. So, but this is a great Trivial Pursuit question of how many Bill of Rights were there originally? And the answer is what?
There was 10.
No, it ended up with 10. There were actually 12 that were proposed.
Okay.
See, it's a great Trivial Pursuit question. You get almost everybody on it. And the original idea is that they were supposed to be part of the Constitution. And then somebody said, no, let's just add them, because that way it gives us more flexibility on an ongoing basis of adding and subtracting things, which turned out to be prescient. I mean, the guys who framed the Constitution were really pretty smart dudes and pretty far-seeing as opposed to just sort of responding to the immediate. And today, as we know that the two presidential candidates will be Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And, you know, for the first time, we've got a woman as the nominee for one of the two major parties, which I think is, look, regardless of what you think about either of the candidates, it's a historic moment. I mean, so. And it's nice for me, I mean, as a student of American history, to think that for the first time in the history of the Republic, we actually had an African-American man, I think was extraordinary. And I remember being in Times Square during when Obama was elected the first time, and having people just jubilant. Not so much because of who he was per se, because to a certain extent when you elect someone president, you don't actually know exactly who they're going to be, regardless of who they are. Maybe some ideas we have better than others, but the idea that as a country that we had moved to that level of, I guess, acceptance, or maybe acceptance is as good a word as any. And I think that there's at least that same sense. I watched part of the press conferences last night, because the election is getting very strange in some ways, and watched the jubilation of the people who are at Hillary's, of just the idea that there is a woman. I mean, women represent 51% of the population. And for the first time in the history of the Republic, we have a major party candidate who's female. So in and of that, whatever you think about either of the candidates, yay. I don't know. I don't know if it's the first time we've ever had a billionaire candidate or not. I was trying to think if we'd ever had a candidate who was running for president who had never been elected to any office, to any elected office. And I don't know the answer to that. Do you know the answer to that? I was trying to think if I could think of an exception. I mean, I suppose to a certain extent you could say George Washington and the Founding Fathers. But since then, I don't know. And the only person I could think of was Bloomberg, who was not elected president, he was just elected mayor. So somebody can help me with that, or not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. What did we do before Google? I mean, well, we had misinformation or just plain didn't know, or we had to call Regis Philbin. Okay. Presidents who have never been elected to office. There are five of them. It turns out that this website made the same mistake I did of saying George Washington, but that somebody pointed out that he had served in the Virginia House of Burgesses. So that doesn't count. All right. The five are I'd ask people to guess, but no one's going to come up with them. I mean, you could come up with one of them, probably. I would have come up with maybe two of them. Maybe. And once I tell you who they are, it'll be obvious. All right, the first is Zachary Taylor, who was a major general in the Army. Ulysses S. Grant, who was obviously commanding general of the Union Army. William Howard Taft, who was Secretary of War under Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, Solicitor General of the U.S. Herbert Hoover was Secretary of Commerce, and Eisenhower was Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces during World War II, and the first Supreme Commander of NATO. Alrighty? So the idea being that there has never been somebody who was not either elected to public office or had a major military career. So it's going to be an interesting situation. This is that there are four men who've been businessmen, who've been primarily business, Harding, Truman, and both Bushes, but they did not go straight from business to being elected president. So we'll see. To me, all of this is kind of fascinating and cool. But you know me, I love trivia. 855-993-7569. Christopher, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I want to know the best way moving forward to deal with my stepmother and how I should really mold the relationship.
Okay, can you give me some details so I can be as helpful as possible?
So I'm 37 years old. My dad is still around. He's 74, and I also have a 99-year-old grandmother who, lives nearby in a facility. She's very coherent.
Great.
But they're on the other side of the country. And my stepmother, I'd say she's probably close to 70, maybe 60, 69.
Okay.
And they were together. My parents divorced when I was 7, and they've been together, my stepmother and my father, since I've been 12.
Okay.
So I've known her a really long time. The relationship was always very good, kind of like how you always say, just that she was a good hostess. She'd always put the foods I like in the fridge and give me enough time to hang out with my father.
Good.
And I would always go to her family events as well and knew everybody and everyone was nice to me and had a pretty good relationship all these years.
Okay.
So things just in the past 5 years or so have deteriorated somewhat. And she disappointed me a while back, about 5 years ago, when I needed a favor.
What was the favor that you needed?
I asked her because she's very connected in my profession.
Okay.
And I was went back to grad school.
Okay.
And I don't want to get into specifics with profession and all that stuff, but.
It's okay.
I asked her to get me, help me get an internship. And she has, her daughter and her sister and her brother. That it could have been done very easily, and she refused to do it.
Why?
So, did not give any reason.
Well, listen, at some point, and I'm going to keep up with your narrative as we go along so I don't get lost, but it may be relevant to go back and ask. And it may be any one of a number of things. At this moment, what you're assuming is negative. Is either she didn't think you were well enough qualified, or she didn't want to put herself out, or whatever. And you don't actually know what the reason is. And knowing it's kind of like the boogeyman, right? The thing that you know has less power to frighten you than the thing you don't know. So whatever it is, is more, it's, even though it may be uncomfortable, it's very likely to be less upsetting than whatever you're assuming.
That's right.
And you're probably assuming several negative things simultaneously. So whatever it is can't be any worse than what you're assuming and is very likely better. So put that as one of the things to return to, is at some point to say to her, I asked this of you, and I guess I asked because I didn't think it was a big deal, and can you explain to me, obviously it was a bigger deal than I thought it was, can you explain to me what I missed? Which will probably not make her incredibly defensive. And look, for all you know, she asked and they said no. So who knows? But what I'm saying is some clarification of that would very likely make the relationship less tense. intense than what you've currently got, which is a whole bunch of kind of a valence of negative emotions about it. All right, so that's not what you asked her a favor. She didn't come through.
She didn't come through. And I have
so go back and clarify that at some point. But, okay.
Yeah, and I have to say that in this profession, everyone knows, you know, that's the way you get internships, and they're very much a necessary component.
I hear. But you still need to know what her reasoning was or what the behavior was.
I have asked her before, and she just kind of, yes, no, I don't know. You know, it was just very...
Well, you need to point out to her that it's really important to you and that you obviously made an assumption that was not accurate, which is this would be a pretty easy thing for her to accomplish and not much of an imposition, and you were obviously wrong. So giving her that cushion that allows her to say, yeah, you're right, you know, this was a big deal, or I have a deal with family members. Let me just give you a quick example, which is a little tangential, but my brother one year said that he sent, as opposed to sending me a gift, I think it was for Christmas or something, that instead of sending me something, that he had made a donation in my name to his charity. And I wrote back and said, I think that's great for you to give a donation to a charity, but if you're going to give one in my name, give it to my charity, not yours. Because I thought, you know, what good does that do me? I have a charity, and if you're really trying to say, here's something that I wanted to honor you, then do it to my charity, not yours. But rather than getting angry with him, of course, this is the work that I do, I just called him and said, if you're going to do this, I get it. And of course, I'd send him a lovely gift and his kids lovely gifts and whatever. So there was a little bit of, but I'm saying, I get it. And if that's what you want to do, but do my charity, not yours. If it's about honoring me. So it's just a kind of a minor example of how this could have turned into something really unpleasant. And I was not very honored by it because it was his charity, not me. And so I just said to him, if you're going to do this, that's fine, but do it to my charity. So,
yeah.
All right. So that was number one. There, it sounds like there's at least one more issue here.
Yeah, so, I mean, I could go into, I don't want to go into psychobabble about it, but that, you know, that has kind of, I still feel the effects now, 5 years later, 6 years later.
I get it, yeah. Right, I'll tell you what, let me hold you at this point, hear what I want you to do during the break is not forget where you are in going forward, but also to just revisit this with her and get some clarity about, I made an assumption here, which obviously was not accurate. Can you clarify it for me? Okay, put you on hold, come back to you, we'll figure out where we're going forward. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Christopher about his relationship with his stepmom, which has basically been pretty good for 25 years. And about 5 years ago, he asked a favor, which she didn't grant. And it still sticks in his craw a bit. And I'm saying, so revisit it. Go back and say, obviously I made an assumption that this was going to be easy for you to do. It obviously was not. What was my fatal assumption? Kate, I'll be to you in a minute as well. Okay, Christopher, so after this particular issue, what's the current issue?
The current issue is what happened around Christmas this year.
Okay.
My father and it's just things have deteriorated or whatever, but when they came for my father and my stepmother came during Christmas, and she has her daughter and the family, and they live here in this area. And my stepmother wanted me to go, invited me to her daughter's big birthday bash. And I'm not really close with them. I don't feel it anymore, you know, just the way things have been. And coincidentally, my grandmother, who's 99 years old, who lives on the other side of the country now with them, was left there by herself. She's in a building, a facility and stuff, and it was her birthday on the same day. And she was all alone. And so I just felt very weird that I politely declined, but she kept pressing that I have to go to this party.
Did you explain to her that you wanted to spend the time with your grandmother because you didn't want her to be by herself?
Well, I was still here on the East Coast because they were visiting, but you know my father and my stepmother left my grandmother there. It's also hard for her to travel.
Well, but did you go to your grandmother?
I have visited her a number of occasions. No.
Okay. Well, but
no,
that.
No, I didn't.
Well, so what does Granny have to do with not going to that party? I mean, if you'd said to them,
the fact that my stepmother was so insistent, and she got very, very angry and threw a fit a few months later when I went to visit on the West Coast.
Well, but Christopher, wait a minute. She's saying this is a big deal for me. I would really like you to come. And I think you could have gotten away with it if you'd said, listen, I hear that you want me to come and honor your daughter, which makes a lot of sense. But it's Granny's birthday as well, and so I'm going to go and spend the time with Granny. You could have gotten away with it. So Granny has no relevance here because you didn't go and spend the time with Granny. So what was your reason for sort of essentially asking? She asked you a favor, and so
I respectfully do think the fact that there was no mention my grandmother was alone. But
doesn't make any difference. If you went to your Christopher has no relevance unless you'd gone. If you could have gone, you could have gotten away with it if you'd said, Granny's alone, I'm going to go spend the time with Granny. But to say Granny's alone and then is not the reason not to go to the party, you're on really thin ice there. Makes no sense. What you were essentially doing is, you don't do me favors, I don't do you favors. Revenge never works very well. All right, so what's the question going forward? Because she obviously let you down. What you should have done at the time is asked why. This has been sticking in your craw for 5 years.
Ask
so when
her.
She,
I did.
Well, but I know. But you asked it in
why.
A way that you didn't get any information, and what you need is
and
the information.
I didn't get any information from her.
Yeah.
I've asked it a number of occasions, but never got
any. Well, but you have to do it in the way that I suggested, as opposed to why didn't you do this for me? What you're saying is, I was making the assumption this was really easy for you to do. That was obviously not an accurate assumption. Tell me where I was mistaken. And you're very likely to get some information. But your issue about not going to her daughter's party doesn't hold up. That doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, she was asking you a favor.
I did say the previous summer I invited them to come down to all go to the boardwalk in my area with their family, and they never, RSVP never came, nothing. So
well,
I just
did you
don't
follow
feel
up?
That, so.
Well, but Christopher, look, Christopher, listen to me. You are at a juncture where you could decide to go one of two directions. You can either decide that there have been some bumps in the road and some miscommunication, and you're going to sort it out, and you're going to let go of the past and go forward and continue to have the positive relationship you've had with this woman and your dad for 25 years or 20 of the 25 years. And you're either going to neutralize it by getting some more information, or you're going to let it go. I would certainly try the neutralization first, because it's much easier for us to have something specific on which we can hang or quiet our unhappy feelings. Or you can decide to make this a civil war, at which point there will be bodies littering both sides of the highway to no particular advantage. And that's where you are. So if you're asking, your initial question to me was, how do I deal with my stepmother? And I'm saying, you need to figure out what the assumption you made that was inaccurate was about this would be easy for her to do, because it clearly was not. Because if it was easy for her to do, she would have done it, because why not? So there are some factors here of which you were unaware. Become aware. Number two, the issue about her daughter's birthday, you were an apology. Because you were wrong. You could have... It was just tit for tat of, okay, if you're not going to do me any favors, I'm not going to do you any favors. The issue about grandmother is completely irrelevant unless you'd gone to spend the time with grandmother, at which point you could have gotten away with it. So,
but I couldn't go because they were visiting here. So
what?
You could have taken them.
Well, but so what? If the whole reason that you're giving to me is that they didn't, that they left Granny alone. I mean, look, I could tell you, I did this. I was in, so what? You weren't doing anything about offsetting that. It was an irrelevancy.
She was very depressed that she was alone.
Christopher, you didn't do anything about it. You can't wrap yourself in it because you didn't do anything to alleviate it.
But then I would have been the villain when they came to visit, and I wouldn't be
Christopher,
there.
Christopher, you're being defensive with the wrong person. I'm trying to help you get out of this. You're trying to get yourself, you're being self-righteous about something that won't hold up. And if you want to do that, you can continue, but then you're enhancing the notion of we've got a war going on. If you don't want to, you have to understand. And I actually did this once. I was invited to a wedding with somebody I didn't know particularly, didn't like particularly. And I knew that if I said, no, I'm not coming, that it was going to be a war. So what I said was, this person's going to be alone. I'm going to go out and spend time with this person. And not only did I get away with it, I was hailed as a conquering heroine. How thoughtful. So you can pull that off, but then you have to do something about it. And what if what you could have said is, look, Granny's alone. You guys go to the party. I'm going to fly out for the day to spend the time with Granny. So you guys go to the party. I'll spend with Granny, and I'll be back. And you could have gotten away with it. That isn't what you did. And saying you guys left Granny alone is in no way ameliorated by your behavior because you left Granny alone as well. So if you want to start, if you want to keep up the war, you don't need me. You can continue to rehash all these that you were right, which you weren't. And that she let you down, which we still don't know why she let you down, but you can continue to decide about this. Or you can decide, the precipitating factor here is that I asked her what I thought was an easy thing to do. She didn't do it, which meant by definition, I was wrong in my analysis. She likes me. She's had a good relationship with me. She has no complaint with me. Therefore, I am missing a piece of this puzzle about why she didn't do this. And I have to ask it in a way that she's likely to tell me. And you can say to her, I must admit, I think some of my behavior, when I look at it from a objective point of view, is a little bit whiny that you didn't do this thing for me. I expected it was easy and it hurt my feelings. And I think a lot of the deterioration in our relationship goes back to that. So can we go and revisit it as uncomfortable as for both of us?
Yeah, I'll be happy to bring it up again to her. But
you have to do it in a way that says, I made an assumption that was wrong. Can you tell me where my assumption is wrong?
Yeah, I'll phrase it just the way you said.
But I think you, going back to the granny and her grand, I think you owe her an apology for essentially embarrassing her, because what people are going to say when she goes to the birthday party for her daughter is, where's Christopher? And that's embarrassing for her. And you put her in that position for no real reason other than you were mad at her. So go and get, I think you owe her an apology for that. The apology will be much easier to offer if she can explain to you what your fatal assumption was about the ease of the favor you were asking. Don't bring Granny into it again because it doesn't hold water. Okay? Think about
okay.
it. and you now have the answer that either continue the war with your stepmother, which will continue to deteriorate, and each of you will sort of find reasons.
It hasn't been a war. It's just been drifted. I feel less close with her.
It may not be a shooting war, but it's a cold war.
It feels very detached.
Well, so undetached.
And then, so that's what I'm saying. Is there a way to move forward? Did you just
Christopher, I just went into chapter and verse. You have two options. You can go back, revisit the issue that you thought was easy, which obviously was not, apologize for not going to her daughter's birthday party, and you're done. Or you can continue to keep up the detachment and, you're not really, I don't really like you anymore, and it will get worse and worse. Those are the two options. I've gone over them. This is the fourth time. If you didn't get them, listen. Now, I know it's hard in this particular venue, especially when someone's telling you something you don't want to hear. Listen to the podcast. Kate, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. Kate, thanks for being patient with me. How am I to help you?
Hi, can you hear me?
Beautifully, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, I just had a question about a trip that I'm going to make this weekend. My partner and I are going to visit his sister, and this is a trip we've made before. But it's always a controversy about whether we're going to stay at her house. She has plenty of room, blah, 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 or will we stay somewhere else? And we decided to go ahead and stay at her house. But I always feel uncomfortable because I have a hard time with the way he reacts with his sister. You know, we start out with one idea, and then when we get there, you know, he doesn't know how to say no to her, you know, yeah. Or he feels like he's going to hurt her feelings or whatever. And I feel like I have to be on my best behavior. You know, the last time I was there, I had to he didn't say I had to get up early, but, you know, a certain time of the morning, you know.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. When you hear people moving around, you feel like you kind of have to haul yourself out of bed.
Yeah, he's standing over me. Oh, yeah, you think you're breathing.
That does tend to increase the pressure a bit. You awake, honey?
Yeah.
You awake? Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and just feeling like, you know, I have to be perfect because, you know, I feel like I'm competing with his family. You know, if my dress, you know, I didn't have it the right way, oh, let me fix that for you. Have you looked in the mirror?
Let me ask you, before we go on a little bit, how long have you been with this dude that you're with?
Well, I've called on here before about him, but, yeah, we've been together about, I think, 7.5 years. Yeah.
Okay, so this is not a new issue. How long are you going to stay with his sister?
I was able to get my thinking clear enough to decide that we would only stay a day and a half. We'll stay all day, overnight Saturday, and leave sometime Sunday. So,
okay, and how many times a year do we make this trek?
Probably 3 or 4 times a year, yeah.
Have you ever stayed in a hotel before?
Yeah, and we've done it before, but he felt pressured because she's got this new place where she has all this room.
Yeah.
And his other siblings stay there. And he said, well, she's going to be wondering why we don't want to stay there, you know.
Okay. All right, here's the deal. We will go through, and I do want to hear, I mean, we're going to look at your feelings because those are the ones that are going to be the easiest to access. But given the fact you're only talking about a day and a half, I think you're probably going to have to suck this up. If you're going to go for a week, what I'd say is invite her, you guys sort of invite her to come to a spa or something with her. So you spend a couple of days there and then a couple of days someplace else. But given the fact that you're only staying one overnight, I think you're going to have to suck this up because it just, I mean, and what you can do, as far as I'm concerned, does he come and visit you with your family?
Yeah, but it's very short stint.
Shorter than a day and a half? Oh, hours.
Yeah,
got
3 or 4 hours. That's about as much.
All right, listen. What would make this, what bribe could he offer you that would make this more acceptable? Because when you think about the sister and the pressure and your stomach hurts, what could he offer you? Could he offer you, tell me, I don't want to guess things, but what could he offer you either before this or right after this that would make you a little bit more, this is the thing I have to endure to get to this wonderful reward. What reward could he offer you? What bribe?
Yeah, I guess when we got back, it's something that we could do together that enjoyed, I guess.
Okay, figure out what that is. Because that will make him happy. That will make you happy. Because that's how all of us do. I mean, when I'm writing, for example, I'll say, all right, if I get up out of bed and write for 3 hours, then I can read a chapter in a book, or I can go get a hot fudge sundae, or I can take a nap. So if you pair something you don't want to do with something you do want to do, that's motivation. That's what we're really talking about. So say to him, all right, but there are a couple of caveats from your point of view. But it means that you have to be really cheerful about staying with her. You can't do your little kind of quiet, sullen, I hate you, and I hate this, and I'm only doing this because I'm such a wonderful, saintly person. You can't do that. You have to do being charming. And we're going to go back to that in a minute, of what you can do to make this event itself more palatable to you, but he's going to be delighted to offer you something that will make you happier and make him feel less guilty about it. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, what is this issue about you feel that you're always being judged and you have to be perfect? Tell me a little bit about that.
I mean, he's always been that way, and I guess I just play into it because, I always question myself anyway. Do I look okay or whatever?
Well, let's look at that, because that may not have much to do with your sort of pseudo sister-in-law as much as it has to do with you.
Okay.
So let's look at that. Why do you feel, tell me about it. Where does that come from?
I guess it goes way back where I always just you know, from childhood, comparing myself with other people, you know, and feeling like, you know, they've got the answer and I don't, you know, they've
well,
they
let's
got
look at that because, yeah, well, I, listen, this doesn't sound to me that has anything to do with your sister-in-law. It has to do with you. So I'll tell you what, we're about to run into a break, and what I want you to do is we're going to do a little bit of therapy. Over the break, what you're going to do is write down where you think that came from. Did you have a mom that said, you're too heavy or you have such nice manners or you'll never be pretty? I mean, let's figure out where that came from because if we can get rid of that, not only will it make the visits to your sister-in-law easier, it'll make your life easier. You don't want to be carrying around that notion that you're not good enough, right?
Okay.
I mean, who needs
right.
that? All right, so let's I'm going to, and over the break, I want you to just sort of see where that came from, and let's do a little bit of work on that. In the meantime, be specific when you say to your sweet patootie, okay, listen, here's the deal. I'm working on being charming to your sister, and what I'd like in return for that is when we come back, and be specific. Don't say we do something together. It neither. Come up with something, and if you want him to come up with it, that's okay, but give him an idea of what you have in mind. All right? So he'll know a little bit more specifically what it is that you're asking of him. Because that, you know, that sometimes people are on the same wavelength and sometimes they're not. So what we really want you to do is to give him some serious hints here about what the deal is. All righty?
Okay.
All right. So, but most importantly, even more importantly than giving him the hints about the bribe, which you're going to do, is I want you to, you and I are going to do a little bit of work about that, you know, everybody's better than I am and what I have to do is be perfect. The issue about getting up in the morning, we're probably going to have to let go of because, you know, I know it. When I'm at someone else's house, I get up with them. And when I'm a late night person, I love staying up late and getting up late and reading a little bit in the morning. You can't do that when either you're staying with somebody or they're staying with you. But let's work. So that you're going to have to let go of, but we can let go of that. You work on where you think that negative self-image came from, and we'll do some work on it. Alrighty?
Okay.
855-993-7569. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.